This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and my dear old dad, Tom. We are going to have some fun today, and as usual, we slid in head first.
Adrian has set me up for this show. I know it for a fact. He's got Andy Jenkins on here, who is an expert at talking about past trauma. So I am positive Adrian is getting ready to set me up for a complete and total expose on what a terrible frother I was, but we're going to live with it. It's going to be a great show because Andy is a great guy. He is the expert of all experts. You are going to love him. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. And our dear friend Doug Stair is the person who put us in touch with Andy, and I have been hearing about Andy for as long as I've known Doug. I think like the day I met Doug, he was like, you got to meet Andy, and it only took him about 17 years to finally put the conversation together, but we love you, Doug, and but he speaks so highly of his friend Andy, and having gotten to know you, I can see why. So Andy Jenkins is the executive director of the Crosswinds Foundation. He works with a variety of different groups, but especially focused on veterans. And they're doing some really powerful work in the space of post-traumatic stress syndrome and some other concepts that we're going to get into on this show. And this is a little different from the show that we normally do, but I think it's actually going to be extremely informative to you as an entrepreneur, because I can tell you that being an entrepreneur is a traumatic experience.
And this is different because it's more important than our normal show. I mean, this is like a life-changing show for you, and I didn't even really promote it very hard because I wanted you to walk in and really experience what this guy is all about, because he's so deep and it's so important. And we need to do more of what he's doing. And, getting process and processing ourselves is huge. So,
amen to that. So, Andy, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Andy, you made it just sound like we're doing an intervention on your dad, though.
It is.
I think he might have overtold my capacity.
Yes, for sure.
Anything useful.
Don't worry, I've invited about 1,000 other people to be part of the intervention, so it's going to be fine, Andy.
All right, so got it. Okay, we're all in now. So as long as you're talking to the audience, we're talking to your dad.
That's exactly right. So, Andy, it's great to have you here, and I'd love to just maybe start with hearing a little bit of your story, both from the perspective of your background as an entrepreneur yourself and then coming into this important work that you're doing today and how it got a hold of you in such a powerful way.
I can weave all that together pretty quick. And let me take you back. It's always dangerous. Somebody goes, let me take you back 10 years in the story. Cause you go, oh, now we got to do everything all the way up. It'll be quick. About 10 years ago, the founder and president of our organization, Crosswinds, he had the idea that film is really where you have the most important cultural conversations. Now, he had created the nonprofit to have some of those important conversations about, hey, what are some of the big issues people are struggling with? What are some big opportunities? How do we really help people move forward? And I'll pause right here and say, if you're coming at this and you're an entrepreneur, unless you overcome the pains of the past, you will not be able to step into your full potential. And so everything that we're going to say right here is totally applicable to you wherever you are. If you've got past stuff you're hanging on to, it's going to affect your ability to be a father, a mother, an employee, an employer, and an entrepreneur, to go live on Facebook like this. Like, you're just not going to put yourself out there because you're hanging on to past stuff. So he decides that one of the biggest cultural issues that we could create a film on, and this is before my time, I was in the entrepreneurial space, 2014, was post-traumatic stress as it relates to military. Now, back then, go 10 years ago, everybody's watching everything on DVD. Back then, 2014, post-traumatic stress is really not something everybody's talking about. Or if they were, it was kind of under the table and hidden. And so when the time came to make that film, there really weren't many out there. So this was one of the first that was made in terms of how post-traumatic stress affects military-related people. The name of the film was Invisible Scars, and it came out. And although the original business plan was, let's sell that film as a nonprofit, put all the money back to be gas in the tank to make future films, when the interviews started rolling, it became obvious, and everybody's just crying because the stories were so real and raw. It becomes obvious we cannot sell this. We need to give this away to help as many people as possible. So that becomes the new model. The financial engine is now off the track. And so over the next few years, 100,000 plus of those DVDs went out. Again, streaming wasn't a thing yet. And so people would have to fill off a little tear-off card, mail it in, and then you'd send them a DVD. And then we'd start distributing them through groups that had maybe 10 or 15 veterans or 200 that they knew. And so all over the place, they're getting phone calls from Chicago, from a general. Where did you get the film? Well, I got it from a friend in California. Where'd he get it? Well, somebody in Washington, D.C. Literally, that film went to every state minus one. And it made it to all except for one continent. And, you know, and of course, if anybody's ever going to Antarctica and wants to, we can ship it to you, I guess, or ship it ahead. In the process of talking through that film, and we'll define post-traumatic stress here in just a second, we kept bumping into this second soul wound, moral injury, M-O-R-A-L injury. And it became obvious that a second film needed to be done, which was titled Honoring the Code. And so that was the follow-up. So the first one dealt with PTSD. The second one dealt with moral injury. Right about then is when I came on board. I was involved in the network marketing organizations, as you guys are, was a distributor at one of the companies, loved it, enjoyed it. Just kind of came time for that chapter to close. For me personally, and the founder of our organization, Bob Waldrop, had been a friend of mine for years. And at that point, we were really getting feedback from the films and people saying, okay, what do I do to walk this out and be healthy? And we didn't have a resource to send them. And so that's when we wrote the curriculum, Warrior Hope, which is a workbook designed to be used in small groups where people can, in that process, overcome the hurts of the past, and then identify what's your next mission, what's your purpose right now, what are you here for, and that's it. You know, that's how it all fits together. Now, since then, we've written other books. We've talked about how the wounds of war affect families. We're getting into the first responder space. Had a meeting about that even today. We released a film on Trauma Comes Home. It's the title of the film, how when one person's affected by any kind of trauma, it really injects itself into the entire family. Yeah. And so, you know, that's kind of the whirlwind where we are now. We can define those terms and start making it really applicable to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to do that.
Yeah. Let's definitely do that. You know, I just, so, and our buddy Doug is here, and I just, you know, I think he hit the nail on the head, right? Whether it's veterans, first responders, anybody who has been touched by one of these things, which is just about everybody. And you are, you know, you made that move. You chose to make that move towards, I've got to pour myself into that.
Well, I got attacked here 4 months ago in my car. You know, I pulled in front of him and he smashed into me and jumped out and attacked me, pounded on the window, then climbed on the hood of the car and tried to kick in the windshield and beat the crud out of me. That, nothing bad happened. I will tell you that I have woken up in a sweat a half dozen times since then, and I finally asked somebody what that was. I said, this didn't really affect me. And they said, are you crazy? And, you know, that's just a tiny, tiny thing that hit me. And I think about these people that have had horrible stuff happen to them, Andy, and I can't get rid of these chills for something stupid like that. I just wonder, I mean, maybe, you know, I go to AA every day, And maybe I need to go someplace where I talk about that in small groups or put together a small group, because I'm telling you, it affected me and I didn't even know it did. So I know that's most people, right, like Adrian just said.
Yeah, well, and I think what you're getting into there's probably a couple layers going on right there. Number one, the first thing you did is what a lot of people do when they're affected by a traumatic event is they tend to minimize it.
Yeah.
Because the reality is there is always somebody who has a bigger story of something that should be, you know, that you can go, well, they got it worse. But the fact is you got to heal what you've got. That's the only thing you can do is you can heal with it or you can let that wound continue to fester, whatever it is. So you can't minimize, because there will always be somebody that has a bigger story. And the second thing is what you just walked right into is when we define post-traumatic stress. It's really, we make a distinction between post-traumatic stress and post-traumatic stress disorder. The disorder, and really people debate, should it be disorder or should it be symptom or should it be some other, because disorder sounds like something's messed up with you. We use that word because that is what is in the diagnostic statistical manual for mental health. And so, because that is the professional word, we don't try to get cutesy and tiptoe around it, but you do need to know. It has to be to a certain level to get the diagnosis.
Right.
You can still be affected by post-traumatic stress and not be diagnosable because it's not at that level. And what you went through, probably not diagnosable, still affected you. You could think about it like this. I am not morbidly obese. No disrespect, but that is a clinical diagnosis. You can be morbidly obese. At the same time, you know, I realized at the beginning of the year, I could stand to lose 15 to 20 pounds.
Right.
So it's about health and about moving in the right direction, not about am I diagnosable or could I just stand to get lower the stress level of this and get healthier. And so once you remove the word of diagnosis and go, okay, it's really about stepping towards a greater degree of health than unhealth, then when you really start defining what is post-traumatic stress, and we can do that after the break, what is it? Okay, now you start going, all right, most of us are not diagnosable, never will be, shouldn't be. But we all walk through trauma and traumatic situations because, I mean, life is beautiful, but my goodness, like, it will sucker punch you quick. And then you get up, it'll punch you again.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. And I loved what you said. You got to heal what you got, right? Because what else can you do?
Yeah.
And that hits the nail on the head. So we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Andy Jenkins. He's the executive director of the Crosswinds Foundation. They're working on some really important stuff that touches our veterans, but it touches literally every person. I really believe that. So stick around. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Genesis Communication Network and the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Schnell.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we are talking about something near and dear to my heart that I don't like to talk about. And this guy's cool because he just talked about morbidly obese. And I'll never forget the day that I celebrated. I'm like just running around my house cheering because I went from morbidly obese to simply overweight. And that was like the highlight of my life. I finally won. But even that's traumatic. And we are scared to death to show people. Even in AA, where I go every day, I don't go as deep as I could and I should. And until I started talking to Adrian and Doug about what you've got going on, I didn't realize how to the extent of what I'm dealing with that attack. But I'm around every day. One of my friends, Lori Boulard, and her husband, Bob, lost a child to fentanyl. And they're on here right now talking about having to live with that grief every day and where to go with it. And it is so impossible. And I deal with, you know, so many of my friends die of the disease. And then the people that kept living really, really are left with what happened. And what you're doing, military people or otherwise, is not only noble, it is important. And everybody needs to pay attention to what Andy is saying. And God bless Doug Stair for bringing this to us so we could put some light on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's do put some definitions on this stuff because I think it helps us to really have the right conversation and to talk about how then we can do something about how this impacts our lives. So go ahead, Andy.
All right. I got two terms we need to define. Let's ride the first one as long as we need to go, and then we'll come back to the second one because it's going to dovetail off the first. The first one is this, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, let me just read you and make some comments on what the American Psychiatric Association uses to define that because they are kind of the experts. That's the benchmark standard. So here's what they say. It is a psychiatric disorder, that's when it's diagnosed, that can occur. So notice, it might not occur. It can occur in people who have experienced or witnessed, meaning you might have been through this, you might not have, Might have actually been something you just saw, heard about. A traumatic event such as, now notice this list, a natural disaster, a serious accident, a terrorist act, war or combat. So our veteran thing only made number 4 on the list in order. These aren't listed in order of importance. I'm just saying veterans do not have the only angle on post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Rape, other violent personal assault, such as you cut somebody off in traffic, they get up, ram the car, jump off, and start beating on the foot of it, which is they're probably acting out of past trauma that they've got.
Yep.
Probably wasn't you that caused that. It was probably something far back. So here's what happens is when you go through those events, you start interpreting things in the present in light of the past.
Wow.
So let's just put it in perspective, one of the most easily recognizable ones. And by the way, PTSD is not new. I mean, if you read through ancient literature, you see it. You know, in World War II, we called it, you know, combat fatigue or shell shock. You call it different things. I mean, you even see if you read the Bible, you see people describing exactly the way that modern warriors describe, like Nehemiah describes it in the same way that Douglas MacArthur describes it. You know, these guys are thousands of years apart. So it's not new. It's just different titles. One of the most widely known examples would be if there is thunder outside, a veteran might feel like they're under mortar fire. Or on the 4th of July, you hear all these fireworks, bottle rockets keep going. It can get a little bit excessive. It feels like you're under rounds.
Yep.
A car backfires. A first responder might hear that as gunfire and might instantly look to take cover. And so you think about that and you go, okay, what's wrong is not what they did. What they did, the action, makes complete sense in light of their past experience and or their training. The thing that is wrong is they got, here's the word, triggered, which caused something happened. It caused their emotions to fire off in a certain direction in the present based on something that happened way back in the past, which makes complete sense in light of. So, and you, here's what you got to realize, too. A lot of this stuff doesn't highlight what's wrong with you. It actually shows what's right with you. Because if you could endure, let's just use the veteran example. If you could endure a deployment with all the rounds going off, outside the wire, everything that you faced, and it not affect you, that wouldn't necessarily be normal.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, I was talking to the fire chief today down the street. Some of the things those guys see, they take the best of themselves to a situation, and they instantly pick up the worst, and then they exchange that. That what to not be affected by that would be less normal than to go, I got something I need to resolve.
All right, we got to take another quick break here. So we're making big progress, and this is an important, important conversation. We've got Andy Jenkins, Executive Director of the Crosswinds Foundation. We're talking about PTSD. We're talking about moral injury and how these things impact our daily lives and how we can move through them and beyond them. So stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA news update.
Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We're talking to Andy Jenkins, and we're talking about PTSD. We're talking about moral injury. And Andy, you said something before the break that I think is really interesting. And I think as we move this into the realm of not just how, you know, at the clinically diagnosable level, at the veteran level, right, and so on, that it impacts us, but how it impacts us on an everyday level. You said something really powerful before the break, which is that PTSD is actually not like a scarlet letter, right? It's actually, right, it really speaks to what's right with you, that you are responding to the things that are happening in your environment and how that plays in the past, and then learning about how you can reset your physiology and whatever's going on there to reset yourself to a different sort of way of interpreting those stimuli. And so let's kind of talk about that and talk about moral injury. And then I think we've got the meat segment here to be able to really get into how this impacts us on a day-to-day basis as well.
Yeah. All right. So what you're saying right there, yes, it does show it's right. If you get a sledgehammer right now, you pick up the sledgehammer, Adrian, and let's just say you take a whack at my arm as hard as you can. That bone's probably going to break. I mean, it's designed to break because if not, like, you could just tear my whole arm off.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It would be normal for it to break. If it doesn't break, that's not normal. There is more damage will occur. If I go touch my hand to a hot stove, you know, or whatever, you pick up the coffee your dad's got and it's too hot, grab it. Like, I'm going to pull away. Like, that's normal. Emotionally, you can't carry some of the stuff that you go through and it not jar you and pause you to need to heal from it. Pausing in the break emotionally in that realm is normal. I talked to a friend 6 months ago. He said, I don't know what's wrong with me. And he started listing all this stuff. And we're just talking. He says, you know, my ex-wife has turned against me. She's dividing the kids against me. She's lying about certain things in court. And she was dragging me through the mud. She's going on social media saying all this stuff. And he just lists off thing after thing. I just lost my job. So you add that to it. I had to move because she changed the doors on the lock. I mean, and I get it. There's two sides to every story. He starts going through list after list after list. He goes, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just so rattled. I was like, bro, look, wait, hold on. If you could go through that you just described in the last 60 days and it not rattle you, that's actually psychopathic. That's not.
Yeah.
I mean, to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
So, again, when something like this happens to you, when you go through a tornado, you go through a car accident, you go through combat, you go through abuse, you go through assault, you go through, I mean, you list the things off, it's normal to have a post-traumatic response, which often takes the form of fight or flight. You bow up against it or you kind of hide from it.
Right.
You know, so you might avoid talking about it. You know, automatically have these triggering responses when something similar occurs. That's normal when there's an external thing outside of you that in some way has threatened you. And you've got to learn to recognize when those feelings come back up, read what they're saying to you, so that you know, oh, I'm feeling this right now because whatever it is, you know, you fill in the story, and then learn to respond in a healthy way rather than just reacting. I'm feeling anxious because there's lots of fireworks going on outside. Oh, and I'm feeling that because that sounds like mortar fire. Oh, wait, okay, let me respond. It's not, I just need to maybe turn up the music a little bit and shut the shades and not go yell at all the kids that are outside.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I think, you know, it's interesting. I'm thinking a lot and talk, you know, just there's this movement, right, of, you know, like measuring our sleep, measuring all these things. And one of the things that a few of my smart friends are obsessed with is this thing called heart rate variability.
Yeah.
And
I'm your smart
like your dad.
And your dumb dad. Your smart friends and your dumb dad. Keep going.
Smart friend on your right.
Yes. You are one of my smart friends.
Smart friend.
Just don't look so surprised.
your dad might be your smartest friend.
He is. He FNA is, dude. This and he is so good at pretending to the contrary, but he is. So here's the thing. The heart rate variability, right, is like your heart, when you are under stress, your heart is supposed to increase. It It's supposed to go up and down and respond to what's happening around you because that is what is supposed to happen in your body if it's functioning the way it should. And if you're flatline, something is wrong.
Okay, why is it doing that? Like, let's describe that because that's a perfect.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
Why is your heart rate going up? Because
you got to pump blood, you got to oxygenate your body to be able to get out of there.
To fight or to flight, to get out. The house is on fire, my heart rate's going up because, man, adrenaline, I got to either go back in and get people and fight against the threat, get these people out, or I got to just take off and get out.
Yeah.
So my digestion shuts down, my metabolism shuts down, I'm not sleeping good right now, which is why my immune system shuts down. I don't need an immune system if I'm about to die. I need to get out so I don't die.
Yeah.
But if you live at that post-traumatic stress response a long time, your immune system is shot, so you get sick.
Yeah.
You start running on adrenaline, so you don't process food. You start gaining weight. You just get irritable because you can't be on high alert all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So interesting. And I just, like, I say those things to, or I bring that up because it's like all this stuff is really, you know, it's so linked to our day-to-day lives without us realizing it, right? Our physiology, right, the way we sleep, all this stuff. And we live in a world that is throwing a lot at us all the time. And so even though it doesn't, you know, we tend to downplay it because it's not nearly, it's, you know, it's nothing like being in a war theater or anything like that. It absolutely is not. It's still like our bodies are processing all this stuff all the time. And if we can make sense of it in a new way, it can really help us to be more effective, to feel better, and to be able to help people that are going through the even tougher versions of that. Right, Andy?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think we're starting to put the pieces together. And again, like you said, combat trauma, all, it's not the same as the stuff we face every day. And most people aren't diagnosable. Most veterans are not diagnosable. Most of the stuff that we endure every day, we just kind of happens and then you move forward. But when you start realizing that heightened heart rate, the elevated responses, the anxiety, the, you know, the triggered responses, then you got something. You go, hey, but yeah, I need to deal with some of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about second soul wound because I think it's a bigger deal than the other one.
Cool.
All right, so the second one is this, moral injury, M-O-R-A-L injury. It has to do with your conscience. Everybody is raised with a conscience, a right, wrong rudder that tells you that you should do something, should not do other things. In fact, C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, he said something like this. You can go anywhere on the planet, no matter what that culture believes, no matter what they think about God and everything else, they're going to have the basic same core rules, meaning men always defer to women and children. You shouldn't murder in any culture. You shouldn't steal. Even thieves that steal will get mad at each other because they didn't get their fair share from each other. And they'll say, you stole from me, even though we stole from somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of the moral compass that's inside of you. And when you break that compass intentionally, when you break it by something that was done to you, so you're the victim. You didn't even do it. When you break it by something that you did not do that was a good that you think you should have done, the result can be moral injury. So let me put it in veteran terms. Every military personnel that I've ever spoken to that ever had to fire a gun and kill another person can remember the first time they had to do that. Because you're raised your entire life, you should not kill. And then in the line of duty, in order to save life, and many times I've talked to guys that had to do this while there were enemy combatants firing on a group of people. And so Right. They're literally saving people in real time right then. They can still remember it. And there is this, they describe it as a black hole. Some describe it a little bit differently. They say that the hole gets bigger and bigger and the action gets easier and easier. And the result can be moral injury. You've somehow violated. And the result of moral injury is that you feel guilt. You did an action, or shame, or both. Shame is when you kind of take that action onto an identity. Not just I did something that violated my conscience, but now I actually am something that has violated my conscience. Oh, no, I'm not even worthy of being here. I might not even be worthy of being human. And I think this is where you see the massive uptick in veteran suicides, 22 per day, more likely to die at your own hands than at the hands of an enemy combatant since 9/11.
Right.
Moral injury, I think, is probably the bigger driver, the guilt and shame. It's different than post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress, I can fight against it. I can flight against it. I can take action. If, you know, fireworks set me off, I can just proactively work ahead on the 4th of July or on New Year's.
Right.
Or if certain people set me off, I can just avoid them and not go to certain places. I can avoid certain conversations. I can move away from certain topics. But the kicker with moral injury is, you know that phrase, wherever you go, there you are. And so this guilt and the shame, they stay with you, whether you see it take up the form of rape victims. They often feel guilty, and you want to go, well, you didn't do anything. Something was done to you, but still, it's like that. And you can logically explain it away, but it doesn't matter. You can logically explain away why a veteran shouldn't feel guilty for killing an enemy combatant. You can logically explain why the police officer had to kill the person that had taken the hostage. You can logically explain survivor's guilt. It's a big one. Why that person shouldn't feel guilty because of the survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
But guilt and shame, they thrive in the dark, and they're not logical always. You can always assess where they came from, but sometimes walking it out's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we got one more segment ahead. I want to get deep into that because I want to get into like, well, okay, what do we do about all this stuff? So
okay,
we're going to go there. But before we go to the break, Andy, I know you've got some resources for our friends where they can plug into this. And so where would you recommend somebody, if this has struck a chord either for you as an individual or somebody who's important to you in your life, where would you have somebody start to plug into the work that you guys are doing, Andy?
One of the best places to go is to stream those first two films. The first one is on Invisible Scars, PTSD. The second one, Honoring the Code, is about moral injury. They're shot for veterans, but they're free for anybody to stream. And once you kind of see it and see it defined, and it's not us talking. Like, it's experts. It's like military. It's like psychiatrists, psychologists, chaplains, generals, soldiers, warriors, all four branches. Once you see that, that's really the best starting point to tackle it.
Love that. Love that. Thank you so much. So go to warriorsonmission.org/films. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We're actually going to have a website for you here pretty quick. We've just gotten legacyleadership.io for you.
AI.
Whatever it's called. IO, AI, EIEIO. So never believe me, but he'll put up what it is and you'll be able to see it. And that's coming to fruition next week with Denise Chenault and Adrian Chenault and powered by NowSight, which I hope that you told them all that you signed a strategic alliance with Herbalife, the second largest network marketing company on the planet. So it's just unbelievable times for Adrian, for Justin Vellababa, for Eric Worre, and all the lucky people over at Herbalife. So that's really, really cool. And I have a text message here from somebody saying they are getting PTSD by all those yellow stickies over your shoulder. What the heck is that all about? Your screen behind you is crazy. What is that?
I mean, it's a project of some stuff. I have to explain that to you offline. I mean, it's a project I'm working on.
It's just big stuff. But if this guy can organize
that. My office wall is a white. I'm painting the house white. And so I've got that's a whiteboard. The whole wall's a whiteboard, and that's just a white wall where it's like
all this stuff.
It's a communication strategy.
You are cool. All right, take it away.
So, Andy, I want to close the show out on, you know, how do we take this and start to do the work on it? Because I think every person is impacted by this on some level, right? Every person has, you know, either had a choice made for them or made a choice, and probably both, that then creates this kind of cycle. And how do we start to find our way out of that trap?
All right, so here's what I think you got to do. I think you've got to tell yourself the most honest version of the story that there is. So don't whitewash it, don't embellish it. Like, you've got to be honest with yourself about what happened, first of all. If it requires a professional, I've gone to professional counselors before. Man, I took a psychiatric evaluation a couple years ago. If it's helpful for you to do that, I think you need to do that. You've got to talk about it. Get the honest story to yourself, not the made up one. The reality is, in that story, there are places where you are the victim and you are the victimizer. Both. And like, I know in our culture, everybody goes, well, don't play the victim. You don't have to play the victim. You probably were one. In that car accident story or whatever, you were the victim. But there's other times when you were the victimizer. And so you got to, but you know, you kind of work through and go, hey, what's the most honest version of all this? No shame, no guilt. You can't heal it if you don't own it. But then part of the healing process is to actually talk about it. Here's what's bizarre about the guilt and shame, the moral injury one. Guilt and shame thrive in the dark. I mean, like, and they get bigger and stronger. And what you see when you walk through that documentary, Honoring the Code, is that the cure for moral injury is actually forgiveness. It means that And this is so bizarre when I heard it the first time, because it was people who were people of faith, of all different faiths, people that were chaplains, people that were professionals, people that were pastors, people that were soldiers. They were saying the person who is injured needs to be forgiven by someone who they believe has the authority to grant the forgiveness to them. It could be, and they gave a list, a priest, a pastor, a coach, a battle buddy, another veteran they served with, someone that they just knew from years ago. And I thought, man, that sounds extreme. Like, it sounds like they're making this up. Well, my background is theological, so I went to seminary years ago. So you read through the Gospels, and not to overly pull faith in this, but just hear the story. So there's a story in Mark chapter 2 where these friends let down their friend. Jesus is teaching, and there's a crowd. They let down their friend, and he looks at the friend, and he says, your sins are forgiven. Well, he didn't even ask. Jesus just forgives him, and the Pharisees all get really angry, and they start, and he says, hey, look, to show you that I can pronounce forgiveness, he looks at the man, and he says, take up your mat and walk. Because presumably, forgiving someone and pronouncing them okay in the eyes of God and in the eyes of other people is easier to do. So he says, I can forgive people. And then you see at the end of the Gospels, he tells the disciples in John 20, if you pronounce forgiveness on anyone, they're forgiven. If you retain it, it's retained. Like, not only did he have this authority, they had the authority. You go to the end of the Bible, James, Jesus' little brother, says, confess the faults to one another, not so that you'll be forgiven, but so that you can be healed. Like, getting it out there with each other. Like, I mean, when you told that story, Tom, earlier, there are people that are listening that go, I can't believe Tom's been through that. I've been through that too. And like, the wall just goes down. And all of a sudden, like, hey, we're going to be okay. We don't have to isolate. There's no shame. There's no guilt. Like, we're going to be fine.
But I forgive you. I got it. I forgive you, Doug Sarah. I love him. So, you guys, I hope you listen to the show, and I hope you go back and listen again, and I hope you go to that website, and I hope you live and love that website, because I'm telling you what, every one of us have that. And he mentioned the word shame so many times, and I'm telling you, shame's what keeps us in the dark. Bring it out into the light with some people that you can trust, and everything's going to shift. Those shame gremlins will disappear. So take it from there. So
that is exactly it. So make sure, go to warriorsonmission.org/films with an S at the end. warriorsonmission.org/films. Go check out these films. You're going to learn something. There's going to be somebody that is going to be struck in your heart cords to send it to, and you need to do that. Next week, we've got Dan McCormick, who's got an epic new book coming out. It's going to be an awesome show. Thank you so much, Andy Jenkins. It's been great having you.
Man, thanks for having me.
Great day. Thanks.
All right, guys. We'll see you all next week on Legacy Leadership. Andy, thank you so much.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.